email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We've only 4,273 left of them. Get your Run With Ray t-shirts. Ray will give you a post and a follow on Cena. Only 5 euro the t-shirts. Ham sandwich, you'll have a t-shirt, yeah? Yes, right, I'll put you down one, Dave, there. Yeah, Ham, that's it. That, you'll take one, Mrs. Big crowd here, Ray. There's more than six people outside. I heard Cormac's in drive time. Sorry about that. You may change your dial now, listeners. How are you keeping, Ray? How are you keeping ham sandwich? Go on, you good thing. Last of the t-shirts. Come on, get your Run With Ray t-shirts.
I thought, because we just... It was actually coincidentally part of the quiz there.
Yeah.
That, you know, I've never been to Meath, and I thought we were safe enough in Navan.
Yeah. No, I wrote that song about, that was about 18 years ago.
You have been to Meath since?
Yeah, I've been run out of places for paying with pesos that look like the English 10p's. I've been to 2 Milbury's. It was a great song, right? Brilliant at the time.
It's a classic song.
I stole a rasher from a butcher in Cashel. In fact, if I hadn't done that at Eurovision, I could have even balls it up even more. What about this? 2 Eurovision flops on the same show in one day, right? How you, Niamh, if you're still listening? Niamh, in your eyes, I see the Lee leaving me home again. I'm not surprised. You did say to me though, Ray, you didn't want her to sing because her voice isn't as good as it was. I heard her recently. She was brilliant. She's fantastic. I know you said she can't hit them notes anymore.
I didn't say
and she
that
made a fool of herself coming back again, and she should have stayed out of the thing because she fluked it the first time.
What are the chances of you been invited back to the Eurovision?
Well, I'd say the same as Terry Wogan, Johnny Logan, and Larry Gogan all being found alive.
Johnny Logan is still
You haven't seen, did you not see him in the Euro? It was brutal. He did your one song and he balls it up totally.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Now don't lie, Ray, because we were talking about this then when we were down in Galway doing the Run With Ray, and you said he picked the worst song. You picked the big anthem and he made quiet.
No, I didn't say that.
You
I
said he made this, the crowd go quiet.
Yeah.
And most half the stadium left. That's what you said to me, right? And Johnny Logan's a well... Wait, look, Johnny Logan is a well-balanced man. He's got a chip on each shoulder.
Yes, yeah. No,
number 4 in Norway this week, ham sandwich. And he sold out a 600-seater in Hamburg. Not bitter at all, says Ray.
Have you got grey hair in your chest? Have you hair in your chest?
Yeah. What does it do? Miriam McCallaghan gave him to me. Thanks, Miriam, if you're listening. Anyway, this Run With Ray thing. How bad is Ireland that people actually want to come out and run around with you for half an hour? I'd nearly rather sit at home and watch the Today Show without your show. I mean, people actually come out.
Yeah.
And they run around a peak with you.
Yes, that's the wear the T-shirt. It looks well on you, actually.
But blue's always been my colour, eh? You know?
That's last year's T-shirt, puncher.
Is it?
Yes, that was your selling, last year's T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, sorry, it is. Yeah. Yeah. You said Athlone was brutal. You said it was very boring, but the rest of it was good. Why did you not like
you
Athlone?
Just come on and insult places and people and singers. Is that?
I have to say, I have the highest respect for Navan. I think it's a palindrome.
Exactly. It is.
Isn't it funny though? Yeah. You mentioned, like, people are mentioning Pierce Brosnan, Dylan Martin, Tommy Tiernan, and Hector O'Hookagon. Yeah. And none of them stayed, right? I mean, they don't even come back. You had Pierce Brosnan on the show a couple of months ago.
I did.
And he asked him, he said, what about the house where he grew up in the 90s? He says, oh, it's all derelict and there's old pans lying around.
People wanted a plaque put up.
Yeah, and then he said, and the house. He was just talking about Navan.
Oh, but that all
Navan, so good they named it once.
I didn't know you'd know what a palindrome was.
Yeah, you see, when you go to and represent your country at the highest level. By the way, I can talk to Michael Keely and get you guys. I'm looking at ham sandwich now.
Yes, just I know.
No, for your listeners, right? It's not television.
Yeah, I know.
I can get you onto your division. Yeah. I can skip you into the last 200. Nate, why are you laughing?
Do it.
Yeah, it's done.
Do it.
There's a verbal contract. It's been.
I think they'd be brilliant.
Contract
I think they'd be brilliant.
I just love it. One of the new Irish, right? Somebody, like, someone just is in their car and they've never heard of the Den. They've been over here about 3 years and they go, what is going on? Who is he talking to? What's he talking about? What's he? That's not the mad thing they sent to your division in the shopping trolley, is it?
I've been in schools, primary schools, all this week in Galway and Athlone.
Well, you were kept back a lot, right?
And I've been trying to explain to them who I am, because that's the stage I'm at, you know. So, yeah.
And you could explain to us first, then maybe work down.
And
did you tell them about your TV chat show?
No, I didn't mention that, actually.
Okay, yeah, not to scare them.
Yeah, but I do mention you.
Is your viewer still in Ireland?
No, well, yeah, it's always awkward when he starts.
Did you watch the chat show, lads? Yeah. Did you?
Yeah,
they
did.
Oh, did you? Ray interviewed Dermot Bannon every week.
I did not interview.
It was brilliant.
Oh, I love Dermot.
Yeah. I love Dermot.
So here's the thing. This is important. You cannot sell those T-shirts.
Wait.
Because when people register for the run, they pay a €5 registration fee and they get
the T-shirt. They're beeping the horns. It's going mad here in Navan's. It's going mad. Get the crowd back. It's like Live Aid here, Ray. Stay back. Stay back.
Are you going to run with us?
No, I'm not. Getting the bus back to Dublin straight away. Getting out of this paladrome.
Did you ever hear about the Navan Maze? The lads were talking about it earlier on.
Yeah, it was brilliant. That was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So how high were the mirrors that year? What was it? Was it mirrors or hedges?
I think they were 3 foot.
I'd say they were about 5 foot at a push.
Oh, you
four.
Can still go, right? He's playing for you. You and Michael D. Higgins walking around for 4 days lost.
I wouldn't mind that, the chats. We'd have a good old chat.
A poem, a carta. Yeah, because that's what we need right now, Mickey D. A poem. A Skelga. No one's ever gone, oh, brilliant, a poem. Oh, Christ, he's going to do it in Irish. Yeah. I left the kettle on.
Ham sandwich are going to sing us. Now, you stay where you are there. Yeah. What are you going to sing us out with?
We're going to do Illuminate.
Yes, Illuminate. Keep it together, Niamh. Keep it together.
Okay.
Best of luck in Wheeling, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give us the dates again, quickly.
The 5th, 6th, 7th of December.
Great. Doing the
See, do I remember that?
Yeah, well done.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Young eyes can't see any further. Beyond your smile is something that's deeper. That's where you keep locked away. I learned to create you.
Great stuff.
Oh, Bula Boss. Bula Boss.
That was brilliant. Thanks so much.
Savage. Absolutely amazing.
Thanks, Ham Sandwich, for being here. Thanks to all our other guests.
You hear that, right? You hear that? Ham and turkey sandwich. Get him out. Yellow card. Right, you're not going for the Eurovision now. Leave, you're going solo.
You said the wrong thing there, Podge. Just before we go, special thanks to everybody who helped us out here in Navan, to Mary Murphy from Meath County Council, Olaf Dennison, who's the local park run man, Sophie and all the crew at Emerald Park, Michael from Borisley Bottling Company for the Eco Hygo Tetra Pack recyclable water cartons for all our runners, and Damien, Tom and Ashling, and all our guests today, including himself. Cormac is on Drive Time. We're back tomorrow from Marley Park. Have a good evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.